Good afternoon, guys. I'm Dom.
I am Jaime.
I'm A, and welcome back to the cutting room floor in the brand new studio. Feeling good, crispy and new, bro. It's all nice. So sorry we've been gone a few weeks, but life has been happening. People been messing up cars
The
and
finals.
finals, going out of town, all kinds of crap. So, but
Oh yeah,
we're
how was your
back
weekend
at it.
last
It was
weekend?
good, man. It was
Cool.
good. Good family time as
What
always,
did
though.
you see Sinners again?
Of course, I was
Okay.
scared. I mean, come on, bro.
I just had to ask.
The tally is up high, and I won't say how many because
Wait,
it's embarrassing.
is it twice what it was like 2 weeks ago?
Almost.
Because I remember what it was 2 weeks
It's
ago.
up. It's higher.
So
It's a add a few.
is it like this?
Little more than that. More like almost double digits.
Really?
We won't talk about it.
Wow.
It's I don't know what's
I
going
know
on.
you're digging it.
I'm digging it, bro. It's the film right now. Guys,
The
we
request.
got a request from a person we know in real life. Someone he's an interesting guy.
Did
That's all we're gonna
does he
say.
have children?
Yes.
Okay, so
Yeah.
this is for
So
Jerry's
this is
kids,
for Jerry's kids.
the Labor Day telethon.
Yep, Labor Day telethon. So
Jerry
we're
Lewis.
doing this for Jerry. We love you, Jerry.
We do.
But you know what? Here's the thing. This movie, we're kind of just doing couple shitty movies, because we've been doing like critically acclaimed and fun stuff. We
Yeah,
gotta do some
Oscar bait
yeah, we
season.
gotta do some just cult. This film's gotta be a cult classic in
Believe it or
someone's
not,
eyes.
when I looked it up, because I was trying to do like the who the characters were when you sent me the character list and stuff, it did say, I believe, cult stoner
It's
film.
a cult
It
film
didn't
for
say
sure.
classic, but it said a cult stoner
They're
film.
like, we don't know about classic, but it's
Yeah, we're not
cult.
sure. The Stoned
The
Age
Stoned Age. Here's the thing.
with an umlaut over the O.
Yes, over the O.
Yeah.
So,
So it's
all right.
Stoned Age?
Stoned Age. Who directed this? You know, off your head?
I don't know off the top of my
I got you.
head.
I got you real quick.
Some dude.
It's definitely some dude. Definitely a dude.
Yeah, he may have co-written it too, I'm not sure.
And like he loves chicks. I love chicks too, but these guys love chicks.
They do.
I
They
think I
do.
heard the word chicks in this movie about 50 to 80 times. This movie is directed by James Melkonian,
Okay.
who directed a bunch of other shit I've never seen.
Let's see.
So he's
What
only got
really?
four films: The
Okay.
Stoned Age, The Jerky Boys, the
Oh my God,
movie.
the Jerky Boys movie. Do
Yeah,
you remember the Jerky Boys?
hell
They
no.
were, believe it or not, at a time when you would do prank phone calls. They had
Oh
albums
man.
of prank phone calls.
Oh, that's so it's like Crank Anchors on CD.
Yeah, it's like Crank Angers before Crank
Before
Angers.
Crank Anchors on
And
CD.
also the soundtrack. Do you remember Collective Soul?
Yeah.
Do you remember their one song, Gel?
Maybe if I heard it.
It's a good song. It's on that soundtrack. That I know off the top of my head.
He did Joey Making Contact and the Chili Con Carne Club.
Okay.
This all sounds bad.
Well, I mean, the Jerky Boys is like a niche thing.
Okay, yeah, so like
They,
it's probably funny, I'm sure.
yeah,
What's the land?
it's funny for the time because it's guys making funny voices
It's
and
got a
prank calling people.
17 on Rotten Tomatoes, but
Hey,
that's
that's
okay.
still higher than some.
Some, yeah, that is
Yeah.
true. There's some with single digits.
They can't all be Sinners or
They
Thunderbolts.
can't. Thunderboast is good too.
Yeah.
But this is about the Stoned Age.
Yes, it is.
Man, let's give it some stats, eh? Rotten Tomatoes,
Zero.
69%. Can you believe it's that high, though?
I think that's on purpose.
It might be on purpose. I wish it had a 6.9 on IMDb. This is sick.
Sucks and blows all at the
That
same
sucks
time.
and blows. It's 6.2 on IMDb, which is both of those scores are much higher than I expected. Now, the
Really?
Letterboxd score seems a little more reflective of how good the movie actually is. 2.9.
Yeah.
So that's a little more accurate. But I will say this. This isn't the worst movie I've ever seen.
No,
It's not.
and you can tell they probably had a good time
They
making
had a
it.
blast making this
And
film.
I realized why our buddy would like it.
Yes.
Because at the same time he was talking to us about it, he was like really into Blue Oyster Cult.
He was. And yeah. This is his era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But also, like, this movie's about the Blue Oyster
Cult. It's about Blue Oyster Cult, man. Yeah.
That's like, really what it is. Like, it's a love letter, right?
It is. Because, like, in the beginning, they started talking about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I love Blue Oyster Cult, too. I'm like, Burning for You is one of my favorite songs of all time.
And obviously, Fear the Reaper.
Fear the Reaper is amazing.
It's the Frighteners. That's at the end of the Frighteners.
It's the end of the Frighteners. Yeah. I mean, that song's just.
And I heard that song today when I was driving. I was
That's like, so funny.
Yeah, bro. I can't believe it.
I thought about adding it to my gym list real quick, but I was like, that's too soft, bro. It's a pussy song.
But the thing is, yeah, what's his name? Huds or?
Huds.
He says that, you know, it's pussy music or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But then that chick's playing it when they're getting on.
Yep.
It's not Fear the Reaper. It's something else.
It was Burning for You.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm like, you're listening to
BOC. He said just Don't Fear the Reaper is a pussy song.
Really?
Not BOC as a whole. Yes.
Okay.
He's like, every band makes that shitty, soft pussy song, you know, to appeal to the masses. This is that song for BOC.
Okay.
So he does explain it a little bit. I was actually
of the other songs, dude. Like,
yeah, dude.
Like, Mountains, Mississippi fucking, Queen.
What did it open with? Crazy Train?
No. It was a Black Sabbath song.
It was Ding Doom Paranoid.
Because it would have to be like that era.
Yeah, it was Paranoid. Yeah, was that was 80s. Later. Yeah, I was later. Yeah. I'm tripping. Yeah, it was Paranoid.
And then T-Rex, Bang a Gong is
Yeah, that sounds like the soundtrack was thumping.
Yeah. Like, that's the best part of the movie.
That's the best part. There's some other things.
I know you like Lainey.
Lainey was absolutely the best part of this film.
I'm going to call her the Camel Toe Queen.
She was something. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, but there was something about Jill that's kind of...
Jill's cute.
Yeah.
And I'd rather hang out with Jill.
See, Jill is cute maybe in the because of... I didn't have all my picks for recasting, but she was one. You. She was one. I did like the two main dudes, her and a director.
Okay.
And then everyone else, I'm like, I couldn't think of Lainey because I'm trying to think of people that are age appropriate. But the main dude was like, not the redhead, but his buddy.
Yeah, Huds.
Yeah, he was like almost 30 when they made
it. What I looked him up. I was like, bro, that motherfucker was old doing this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, shit, that's kind of old. I mean, he did look younger.
Yeah.
But, and Lainey, I think, was like 26.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. That's what I was like. So these guys were all a little bit older. Everyone, I think, was at least 20.
Now, obviously, Dazed and Confused would be a better 70s stoner film.
Absolutely. This movie obviously lives in the shadow of that.
Yeah, it would have to.
It has, it's, because when is Dazed and Confused? Is that 94 too?
Yeah, I think they came out the same year.
Probably around the same time.
Probably.
Which is weird.
But this movie is more like, I don't want to say ambiguous, but you could tell the budget wasn't there.
Oh, the budget was not there.
So they could not have it be as authentic as Richard Linklater's.
Absolutely. Well, one, Richard Linklater's a much better director. I mean,
I'm not going to disagree.
He's still working for a reason. He's still a top dog for a reason.
Yes.
And two, Dazed and Confused is filled with young stars before they were big. But
look, are you saying that Jake Busey is not a star? Jake Busey was in this film.
Jake Busey. Is that the guy at the party?
Son, yes.
Yeah, he was in Tomcats.
He was in The Frighteners.
He was.
Yeah, he was the serial killer.
He was in Starship Troopers.
He was.
He actually had a little cup of coffee in the game for a while.
He did, yeah.
I was like, I can think of a few movies, and now I'm thinking about him.
I don't know what he's doing now. I was like,
probably nothing. But
yeah. He would have made a great Joker at one point.
His look is there. Yeah, because he was blonde hair and the long
And he was
face,
like tall and thin.
He was white and thin. Yeah.
Like, yeah. He's practically translucent.
Yeah. Like, he actually looked wide. I don't know if he got the chops, though.
Yeah.
But because you got to be. Joker can't be no bitch. You need a real actor to be the Joker.
Yeah.
So.
If they would have done, like, let's say, like a TV Batman show in the 90s.
Mark Hamill can do his voiceover.
That'd be great. My God. Yeah. Have his body with Mark Hamill doing the voice.
Yeah, bro. Oh my God. Lord.
Did you ever see the 1990s Flash TV show?
Cartoon?
No, it was a TV show for like one season. No. It came out right after Tim Burton's Batman.
Okay.
So it has sort of that aesthetic.
I do like that style.
And Danny Elfman does the theme song. Okay. So it's reminiscent of the Batman theme. But Mark Hamill played the trickster in that. And I think that might be what got him the job as the Joker.
Okay. And, I mean, dude, he is absolutely fantastic as a Joker. Dude, when you watch Mask of the Phantasm, I'm like, this guy's laugh is like putting a chill in me, dude. I'm like,
it's crazy how like great Mark Hamill is when he's not
on screen. He's fine in Kingsman, I guess. But like,
wait, was Mark Hamill in Kingsman?
Yeah. He dies, but he's in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. In the very beginning, right? Yeah. Oh my God. It's been so long. I saw it like in theaters.
Yeah, like you probably see Kingsman like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. It has been. February it was 10 years.
It's like, damn, 10 years. Great film.
Wow.
So Marky Hams is, he is something else in the voice acting game. But anywho, he would have been a good Joker. But this movie's got some familiar faces. And, like the guy who plays a cop, you've seen him before.
Oh yeah, because he was
in a bunch of little shit too.
Yeah, and he did some like TV sitcoms at one point.
Yeah, he had a little cup of coffee too.
Yeah, and look, Frankie Avalon's at the end. About Frankie Avalon's house.
As he said, I heard there's a bunch of hot chicks up there. Like, these guys and the chicks. But somebody else, the guy who plays Tack, he's in a bunch of shit.
Was he the
his name? Clifton, or
was he the dude that kept calling him Clifton Worm Collins and stuff?
Yeah,
and had the guy like climb.
He was the guy with the pimples.
Yes. Okay.
Tack. He was actually probably the funniest character in my opinion. Let's talk about it. Fuck it.
Okay.
So this movie is very simple. We won't keep you long because this plot is short and very thin.
Like olive oil.
It is. Yeah, real shit. Like, you got two guys, Hubs and Joe.
Hubs, that's Hubs, his name. That's Huds.
I thought it was Huds, too, and then it just clicked. It was Hubs.
Hubs
and Joe. Yeah. It's a stupid name. But
probably like Hubcaps or something. You know what I mean? It's probably a nickname. Because it's like Joe and Hubs.
Last name or something.
Yeah, you never know.
So Hubs and Joe, and it's like Hobbs and Shaw, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yep.
Before they hit it big,
yep. Yeah. The Rock had hair, stoners. They both had hair.
Yeah. It would have been before Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
It would have. That's a great film. But so these two dudes, they're like burnout 70s stoner dudes. Because I'm guessing this movie's supposed to be like 78?
Maybe.
Because, I mean, Don't Fear the Reaper's like 76. I was thinking the songs had time to marinate. So I'm thinking at least a year after that.
If we looked up whatever concert Joe was talking about when the laser hit it.
Yeah,
that would pinpoint it.
It's at the latest 78, at the earliest, I would say probably 77.
Yeah, maybe.
So one of them 2 years, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't think they mentioned Star Wars.
They don't mention the wars. So it might be
early 77. Yeah.
So, because they would definitely mention.
And they mentioned Torrance. So are they in California?
They're in California. Yeah, they're definitely in California. So, yeah, they're in California.
It wasn't Jack Torrance.
It wasn't Jack Torrance. much better. But, these two dudes, they're in a car and they're riding around, and all they're talking about is getting chicks.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, you hear the word chicks in this movie a lot. And this movie, it couldn't come out today. It's extremely misogynistic.
Yes.
Very homophobic. It, just in the speech.
Yeah.
A lot of F words and, P words, pussy, a lot of that just. A lot of that talk, but that was how people talked back then.
So the F word is a big pile of sticks, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Because there are other F words.
Yeah, not fuck.
Friend.
I'm not more friend, fairy.
Foe.
Foe.
Yeah.
But, so are you talking PHO?
No, oh, that's true. Vietnamese.
Yeah, man.
Food. Yes.
Nah. But no, these two, they're riding around. They're like, all right, bro, we got to get some chicks. And this is, bro, the acting.
Wait, what?
The acting.
Would you call it that? The acting is so stiff, I thought it was a porno.
You did. It was, the acting is bad. But I will say, you settle into it because it kind of fits the vibe of the film.
It does.
Great actors in this, it would be weird.
Yeah.
You got to have shitty actors that no one really knows because no one in here really. hit it big, big.
It's terrible to say that Jake Busey might be the best actor in this film.
He and him and the dude who plays Tack definitely have the best careers.
Yeah.
Tack is in a lot of shit, bro. Really? When I looked him up, he's in 92 movies.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, yo, he's in recent shit. Like,
wow.
He was in some superhero movie recently.
Really?
He was in, I don't think there are any big roles, but he's in them. Because yeah. I was looking, I was like, he looks familiar. But so these dudes, they're in the car and they're like, all right, bro, let's take an inventory of what we got. They got a burrito sandwich that's half eaten, a bunch of empty beer, a big ass, they got a jug of peppermint schnapps.
That thing's huge.
Yeah, that thing is huge. And there's a reason they still got it, because that shit is disgusting. Just like she said when they pulled, she's like, yeah, I drank that shit in seventh grade. I'm like, you couldn't pay me to drink that shit. I wouldn't take one shot of that shit for $50. Like you said, it's going to make you fucking what? Hork. That's what I kept calling it, the puking.
Yeah.
Oh, and he throws it on the chair. I'm like, bro.
Wow. This dude sits in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just makes it like,
he's like, shit, I don't know. I want to do the same shit, bro. But so these dudes, they take inventory. They got a half joint of ditch weed, skank weed. And this weed looks bad, bro. And weed in the 70s is, if they had the shit people smoke now, back then, people be walking around like zombies.
Yeah.
Like, that shit looked like some dirt. Twigs and pebbles, like, terrible. So that was my main gripe with this movie, was the weed situation. I was thinking I'm about to watch a stoner film. Like, Dazed and Confused, they get stoned that whole fucking movie,
yes,
bro.
Yes.
Like, the kid makes a wooden bong in wood shop. Like, and they smoke in the parking lot. Like, they barely smoke it. They smoke one time in this movie. I was like, once? Off of a fucking, they made a fucking beer
out of a beer can. Beer can bar. Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. Like, I'd rather make a tinny, honestly.
And that was the second time he tried it.
He tried. He was going to smoke off a beer can again.
Yeah.
Have we all smoked off of a beer can once or twice? Yes. Is it fun? No. Like, no. Give me an apple. I'll make an apple bowl first. At least that tastes good. Get the fruit flavor.
Keeps the doctor away.
It does.
An apple a day. An apple bong a day.
Apple bong a day. Keep the doc away for sure. But so they have inventory and they're like, we ain't got shit basically.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, let's pull up and see the fat chicks and see if they know any parties.
Oh, yeah. And those three.
Yeah. The three fat chicks. And they were not good looking. And you know, hey, they weren't even, like, they were fat for that time. Now, like, they would be actually, body-wise, would be desired.
Yeah.
Curvier women.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I was going to say, they look fat. Normal
they
now.
They normal now. I was like, that's pretty standard now. So I'm like, these aren't even fat chicks. I'm like.
Yeah, they just have a shape.
A little chunky, yeah, a little thick, a little juicy. But they go up to them, they're like, yo, where the party's at? And they're like, oh, well, we can make a party with just us. We can both play submarine. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? They never explain what submarine is.
Well, I'm sure it might have something to do with what you're probably thinking.
I was like,
diving deep.
Sexual. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am not deep seeing on any of these.
Did you ever
bitches.
See Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down?
With
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Remember the woman has that like little diver? In the tub?
Oh, yes. That could
be something like...
That could be a little submarine.
Yeah.
They're the diver.
Yes.
You've seen that.
A long, long time
ago. That's a good movie. Pedro Almodovar, one of the best directors ever, bro. He's absolutely fantastic. That movie really gives stalkers and creeps hope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it kind of does.
Really. Like, bro, this shit, like, stalkers and creeps are like, yo, I can pull a baddie, bro. What you mean? Like, but you ain't Antonio.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. And that's like pre-Desperado.
He was young. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Young as shit. That movie
that's pre-Mambo Kings.
Yeah. He's worked with Pedro a lot.
That's probably the beginning of his career,
I would think. Yeah, his first, like, three movies, I think, were with Pedro. Pedro's incredible.
Because even Interview with the Vampire would have been before Desperado.
Yeah, that was right before. Yeah. That's 94 and Desperado was 95. Yeah, that was right before. So.
But Desperado was, I think, his first coming starring.
Out, yeah, that was his coming out. Because he went hard. And I fucking love it. And Selma Hayek. Come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great film. But anywho. So,
yeah, sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, we got fucked up. But so they're
but
like.
But this movie came out in 94, so it's appropriate.
It is. So it's appropriate.
About,
periods. Yep. So they're like, all right, well, sorry, fat girls. We got to go. And they hop back in the whip, and they start trying to find a new plan. Well, they run into Tack, all right?
Oh, yeah.
And Tack, they're like, Tack, where the bitch is at? And Tak's like, I know where they at, but you got to give me a ride. And they fucking bullshit with Tak for a minute. And they're like, fine. He's like, but they're Clifton's brother's chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me see.
Because
his name is.
I think that might be it. Because they kept saying it.
Crump. It was Crump's brother's chicks.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a name. His name is Crump's brother.
Yeah.
If you look in the credits, it says Crump's brother.
That'd be weird if his name is like Clifton.
Clifton, yeah. That's what I was like. I was fucking up with that.
Crump's brother.
So they're Crump's brother's chicks who just got out of jail. And he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
And Crump's brother. Now, mind you, these chicks have no fucking clue who any of these people are.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because you find out later, because even Jill's like, I've never seen you before.
So
yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is very misogynistic. But I mean, I was laughing at some of it because I'm like, for the times, like, I could see fucking 16, 17-year-old stoners watching this movie and liking it.
Yes,
and I'm like, if you were a stoner dude in the mid-90s, you probably fucked with this movie to a degree. It ain't Dazed and Confused, but...
But if you were stoned and at Blockbuster, you may have picked it instead of...
I literally know someone... I told somebody I was watching this, they're like, bro, back in the day, I got stoned one time, went to Blockbuster and grabbed that shit. Yeah. So I was like... He's like, I'd seen it a bunch of times. I'm like, this looks stupid. He's like, but I was high. Like, oh, I'm high. I'm going to watch this. He's like, it was all right.
Wow.
So Tak knows where the chicks are, but he won't tell them exactly where they are because he knows they're gonna kick them out the car and not take them.
Yeah.
So they go to the gas station to get gas, and they run into Crump's brother.
Oh yeah,
he tells them where the chicks are, and so they kick out Tak and they go to the chicks.
That's right. And is that why he keeps calling the Joe Worm and stuff later on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's pissed off.
Because so. I kind of watched it in sections.
Yeah, because you were like,
I was texting you. I was like, dude, I'm ready.
That first 20 minutes is rough, man. Dude. It's rough getting to the girl's house. I won't lie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because that's when it really starts, when they get to the chick's house.
Yeah.
But, like, man, getting there, I was like, whew, this is rough, rough. I was like, the acting's bad. The dialogue is shit. But the music was carrying.
It's like Will Smith. It slaps.
It slaps. It was carrying. It was carrying for sure.
Yeah.
But then they get to the chick's house, and you see Lainey. Holy fuck, Lainey's hot as fuck, dude. She had, like, a Topanga Lawrence thing going on.
Topanga from Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
You thought Topanga was the shit.
She was bad as hell. She was thick, too, bro.
She
had that shape. I was like, by the time they got in college, I was like,
You know what the crazy part is? Even when she was older, she looked exactly the same.
She didn't age
at all.
Yeah, I'm like, she pretty much...
Like, you look at her right now, it's like, wow.
I'm like, yo, I'm still... equally as attractive as I was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
She used to host a show.
Soup or whatever?
No, it was a spinoff of The Soup.
Oh, a spinoff of The Soup.
Okay. Called, I forget what it was called, but it was a spinoff of The Soup that Joel McHale used to host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was on like some fashion network, and it was actually awesome.
She was funny.
Yeah, she was really good.
I've seen it a couple times. I'm like, ain't hard to look at.
No,
that's who Lainey reminded me of, like a taller, thinner version of her.
Yeah.
She got the big, juicy lips. She had the Lainey was hot. She had a nice little, dude, when you see her naked, I was like, okay. I was like, she got it all. I was like, damn. Yeah, she was nice. So they get to this, they don't know these chicks.
No.
At all. Like, never met them in their life. And they talk to these girls, and these girls, this is how you know it's the 70s. This has never happened now.
These
girls are willing to hang out with them.
Yeah, because they're at, like, Jake Busey's house, right?
Jake Busey's house. Well, they go there later.
Oh, okay.
They go there later. First, they're at Jill's house, the chick's house.
Really?
The other chick's house.
Yeah, with, like, the fuzzy with the steps and stuff.
Yeah, that's Jill's house. Lainey's her friend.
But Lainey
answered the door, though. And she sets everything up.
That's right. She answers the door, and then
she's asking, do you have any drugs or alcohol? And they're like, no. And she's like, well, come back with some 151, and maybe we can get shit popping.
Yeah, because that's when you first hear that guitar riff from Mississippi Queen.
Yes.
When they're looking her up and down.
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah.
That's right.
Just like they were. Oh, yeah, damn. I was like, well, they did one thing right. they got the hot chick right. Because the hot chick is hot.
Yeah, that's right. Because then when they go back, that's when Jill opens the door.
Jill opens the door. Yes, and she's okay. Like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, but I got the stuff because he stole it. Because remember, the weird 70s guy was going to sell it to him. Oh, the cops walk in.
Yeah, Taylor Negron.
He's in a bunch
from
of
Easy
shit.
Money.
He's in a – he is in Easy Money.
The dude – the guy who marries Rodney Dangerfield's daughter. Yes. Yep.
He's in a bunch of shit. Actually.
He is. He was in The Last Boy Scout, wasn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Well, he was a comedian also.
And so I was like, he had small roles in a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's right.
He was going to sell it to him, and then the cops walked in, and he changed his whole personality. He's like, you little fuck's got ID. I'm like, your voice got deeper and everything.
But he wasn't as... Because
he was dancing and shit.
He wasn't as much. F-word.
Yeah, that's what I was like. He was acting like apples, oranges, and bananas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I understand. That's another F word.
Yes, another F word. Yes. Yes. So keeping F words to a minimum.
Yes.
not fuck, though.
No, not that word.
But yeah, so they steal the 151, which I'll tell you this, from my high school days, 151 will fuck you up. No questions. It's good, too. I like it. That's, I don't know. I made me question myself as a child. But I haven't had that shit in years. I'd fucking probably die if I drank that now. But they get it. So they start drinking. They hang out a little bit. They're partying. Hubs is feeling Lainey. Lainey's kind of feeling him. But, of course, Joe wants her, too, because she's super hot. Jill... Like we said, Jill's not bad looking. She just ain't Lainey. You know if you see them both, you know where your eye's going to go.
Yeah.
For your average guy. Now, I know a lot of guys would probably take Jill over Lainey.
But also, they dressed Jill kind of frumpy.
They did. But so, Jill ain't Lainey. I don't fuck what you put her.
No. I'm just saying, like, either way, they made it.
She was hippie-ish. She had flannel with the little Birkenstocks and her little flared out whitewashed jeans. You know what I mean? She was hippie-ish looking. So, you know, because it's the 70s. So she was all right, but Jill was the uptight one, and Lainey was the fun one. And when you're that age, you want to party with the fun one.
Yeah.
You don't want to party. You want a shot at the tail. Yeah. All right? You don't want it when you know you ain't got no shot, especially when their main goal was to get some fucking pussy. Yeah. That was their main goal.
Yeah, because the way Hubs was talking to Joe – every time he's like, she doesn't even have her shirt off.
Yo, that I have had best quotes. I started cracking up. Like, there is some shit that's gonna make you laugh. Bro.
Yes.
Like, Tack was making me laugh a few times. Like when Tack and them first show up to the house and they're already there, and he opens that beer and sits in the chair. He said, "All right, bring on the bitches."
Yeah.
Who the fuck
Wait,
are
you texted me that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we crack it up. But they were like, yo, fuck that. Y'all get the fuck out of here. We want to go to a party. So that's when they go to your boy's house.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like a preppy, like, it's a like collars pop party.
Yeah, because they have a pool and all the rejects are outside.
They're out in the back drinking the horse piss beer.
Yeah,
he says, beer tastes like horse piss. I'm like,
it's like, how much horse piss have you drank?
He's like, these aren't talls, dude.
He said,
you show up here with your Magnum 45, like that's going to get her? He said, these are tolls, bro. I started cracking, but I will say, my young party mentality mind, as soon as Snot stole the beer, I was he got shorts. And then
these aren't tall.
That's what I was like. Yeah, that's what I was like. He got shorts. Like, why didn't you get the tall boys? And then they send him back in for the talls. I was that made me laugh because I'm like, yo, we would have said the same shit. Grab the talls. Like, yeah, so I get it. I'm like, there was a lot of this. A lot of the tropes in this movie did translate through the generations because a lot of this shit went right up to me where I didn't graduate until, you know, the 2010s.
Yeah.
So, so it's like a lot of these traditions didn't die until I feel like recently because I feel like kids just – after COVID, I just feel like kids don't do shit anymore like this.
Yeah,
like
probably not, man.
I feel like kids don't hang out with each other like they used to. Well, like, they don't party no more. Like, I don't know.
Because they learn how not to.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, like, think about
being in the house all the time.
Even, like, school, man. Like, doing, like, college online.
Yeah.
Like, my one class, I didn't – actually, both of them, I didn't see or talk to anybody.
That's fucking crazy.
We had like some Zoom meetings in the one class.
Being in class.
Oh, dude, I hate it.
You hate being in class?
I hate being in class only because, you know, there's always like
that one students, asshole.
Yeah, who think that they're there to teach.
Yeah, I think they know fuck.
Yeah, anything. And I'm just like,
who's that guy or girl?
And since I'm like, you know, a non-traditional student, I'm always like, these young assholes, yeah. Right,
just let this dude.
Yeah, shit. It's like, if Windows were called fuck-ups and there was a draft coming in, would you shut the fuck up? Like, that's how I feel every time.
Yep, nope. They would not. It'd be drafty.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, I feel that because it's just, it's different. It's different. Like, I was watching No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, she's supposed to be my age in that movie, and she's dating a guy like, you know, 15 years younger. He's like about to go to college. And they go to a party, and, you know, she's the hot older chick. But she's like looking for him at one point, and she's going in all the rooms, and everybody in the rooms, they're like sitting on their phones or just like sitting there. She was like, doesn't anyone fuck anymore? Yo, I was starting laughing so hard because I was like, as she's going through the rooms, I'm like, these kids are fucking lame. I was like, yeah. What are they doing? I'm like, back in my day, if you open the doors at a party, someone was doing drugs, pounding booze, or getting laid. One of the three.
Well, you got to think, back in your day, they didn't have smartphones yet, just flip phones.
Or yeah, whatever. Smartphones. They weren't like they are now.
Huge,
yeah. They were just kind of
because like out. Blackberries had just come out. Yeah, and probably the first
two iPhone was out when I was still in high school.
Yeah, so you know it wasn't like like it is now. Like everyone has it like implanted in their asshole. True.
You are right. You are right. But like shit, even like when I was partying in college, when like everyone had iPhones, like we weren't like we were at a party, bro. We were partying. So I'm like, you know,
yeah, but see, you didn't grow up with
I didn't grow up with them. You're right.
So kids that grew up with that stuff, it's like another appendage.
Real shit. Because, like, yeah. she opened the one door, and it's this guy sitting in there, sitting on the bed with two hot chicks, fully clothed, all three of them just on their phone. I'm like, bro, you're in here with two hot chicks, and you're on your phone? I'm like,
he's probably looking up porn.
He's like, which one will get this mood started?
Yeah. Like, what?
No, he wasn't. This motherfucker was on Instagram, like, this party's so fucking rad.
Red.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know.
It's totally tubular.
It's fucking gnarly.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome, bro. Fucking sick. So they get to the party. Of course, they only let the chicks in.
Naturally.
Everyone wants chicks. This whole movie's about getting chicks.
Oh, yeah, because they talk about the ratio.
Yes, and he's like, bro, what's the ratio out here?
And it's
he said 38 to 3.
Yeah.
And he's like, the odds looking way better than there. You look in, it was all chicks inside.
Yeah,
it was like four dudes and like 40 chicks. I was like, damn, they got their pick of the litter. But...
Because wait, that ratio 38 to 3, it was the chubby chicks,
it was
right?
The fat chicks.
And all the guys and all that the were guys. Out there.
It was the fat chicks and all the dudes.
Yes.
It was like that Asian dude with the long hair.
Yeah.
He kept talking about the talls. He was just like, she said, these are talls, bro. That shit was hilarious. But that's all, like, there was some parts that did make me laugh. I can't say I didn't. I would be lying if I said girl parts didn't make me laugh out loud, because I did. But so many parts, I was like, bro, what the fuck am I watching? So, like, after the chicks, go inside. Lainey ends up talking to your boy, Busey's son.
Yeah.
But he's a douche, and she don't like him. So she comes out. She sees Joe. And she's like, Joe, let's go get Stone.
Oh, because Joe goes in, because she's in the kitchen.
Yeah, and he goes in, and she's like, let's go get Stone. And he's like, oh, let's get hub. She's like, why? Let's just me and you go. And he's like, she's like, let's go to that dude's jacuzzi. And he's kind of being pussy about it. She's like, come on. So he does go. And they're about to get stoned. And hub shows up.
Wait, hold on. He has to
She says she ain't smoking it because it's skank weed.
Yeah, but like to get into the jacuzzi, he has to like lift her over the wall.
Yeah.
And it's funny because she like steps on his head or his neck, and he's like, ah!
my hands would have cupped right on that ass, and I would have slowly elevated her up and levitated her over that fence.
Yeah, but doing the most awkward.
He's awkward.
No wonder. He's like, ah!
So I'm like, bro, I see why you don't get the tail out of the duo. I'm like, I do see why. So Hud shows up, and he's like, bro, what the fuck you ran away with the chick. You know I'm trying to get at it.
She still has her top
on. He's like, still got her top on, bro. You're not even doing it right. Yeah. And he's like, let me show you how it's done. Bro, he jumps in the fucking jacuzzi.
Drowns
her. He's smart. He dunks her. And she's like, oh. So she has to jump in the pool to rinse off.
Yeah.
And he jumps in with her and makes a move, and she goes for it.
Yeah.
Because he understands ladies more. He understood what type of woman she was and what she would go for. She's here for a good time, not a long time. She don't need to talk. I mean,
that makes sense. Yeah.
You can talk a little bit here and there, but like, bro, she's about action.
Yeah.
So this chick's leaving. You don't need to know her life story.
Yeah, she might as well be mute. Let's not ruin this with conversation.
Yeah, let's not ruin this. Let's enjoy each other's auras, you know?
Yeah.
So they end up, the guy who owns the pool ends up coming out.
Well, that's because Joe goes crazy, starts acting like a monkey.
And
starts throwing shit in the pool.
Of course, there's always a friend that does that. I had a funny story. I'm going to make this super quick.
Okay.
Way back in ninth grade, bro, I was hanging with some skater dudes, and we knew these chicks. And it was Halloween night. We went to the woods. We got really drunk. Now, my boy, he liked this chick that was with us. He never fucking told me. So she wanted me. So I went and fucked her in the back of the woods while everyone else was getting drunk in the woods. And he found out I was fucking her, and he got pissed off and started making a bunch of noise. What do you know? The fucking cops show up. But Dangerous Dom was not drunk. I didn't drink at all that night. I was still alert. I told that chick, she was hammered. I told that chick, I said, hey, the cops are here. Get your ass up. We got to go right now. She said, what? I was like, get up and run. I was like, get your pants on, sweetheart, and let's do this. She ain't make it, feller.
Really?
She ain't make it. Wow. It was every man for himself.
You made it, though.
I fucking made it. Wow. I was not getting caught. Wow. I climbed a barbed wire fence, dude. I had fucking cuts on my hands for years.
Wow.
Anyways, but that funny story. So, yeah, I've been in that situation where a dude gets pissed off because you're hooking up with a chick, and he acts crazy.
Yeah, but like, why? If he didn't say anything, why would he? Drunk. He can't read his mind.
That's what I was like, cuz, why didn't you say nothing? He's like, I thought you knew. I was like, I'm a guy, bro. Tell me shit.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? I know my. I'm like, bro, you never even talk about her like that. Like, you've never once been like, yeah, dude, she's real hot, or yeah, we get along. Like, never. Not once. I'm like, bro, only time you talk about her is if we're going to hang out. So I'm like, yeah, but anywho, so these dudes, they go back to the girl's house. And they're like, oh, fun. Well, dude, Hubs ends up fucking her.
Yeah, he does.
Dude, he gets it in. You see her naked. And that was a fun scene.
And so, was that your favorite scene of the whole film?
Probably the best scene.
Yeah.
It's one worth literally watching.
Yeah.
But, Joe's got to be the wingman and hold the fort down listen, every dude's been there. You've been on both sides, you know, one time or another. I've been on both sides. Usually on Hub's side, but I'm scoring if the opportunity's there. You know, look, if I'm at the 3-point line, I'm unguarded. I'm taking the shot.
That makes sense.
So they
love football metaphors.
Yeah, you love football metaphors. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What?
Best sport ever.
Yeah, hockey.
3-pointer on fourth down. So they end up. You know, he gets a little jealous, but he ends up hanging out with Jill. And, of course, him and Jill start to kind of vibe.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the film.
I was literally going to say, that's the most meaningful and, legitimate thing about – yes.
Yeah.
That's the most authentic part about this whole film. I literally was thinking that. I was like, their little budding relationship was the best thing – written thing about this film.
And the best acted
thing. I thought Tack was actually pretty good just because...
But his character didn't really have an arc or
It didn't have an arc, but he definitely made me laugh a lot.
Yes,
he's got a lot of lines in here.
Because, you know, like Hubs and Joe, they're like the main guys.
They
should have had... Like, Hubs didn't change at all.
He didn't change. He has no redeeming arcs. Like,
no, but Joe...
you would think maybe like, you know, dude, like, after night... hanging out with these chicks, maybe I should, you know, get a chick.
Yeah.
One chick, you know?
Yeah.
But no, he's like, dude, he's like, smash and dash.
Yeah.
Bang him and bang him. You know?
Smash and dash.
Smash, you know what I mean? And I mean, he does have a point. He's like, bro, these chicks, they're going back to LA tomorrow. we're never going to see him again.
Oh, that's right.
They weren't from there.
Yeah, because that's why Jill is like, I should be coming back.
Yeah, because she was just down there visiting her dad.
And that's why, like, they didn't know them. That's right.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, no one actually knew who these chicks were. Yeah. So later on, then Tack pulls up back to the chick's house with all the dudes from the party.
Oh, my God,
and they steal the tall boys, and they come, and they try and get in, and, like, they don't let them in. They're outside hanging out getting drunk.
Yeah.
And the boys are inside, and, of course, Hubs being the great friend he is, he convinces Lainey to give Joe some head.
Because
he told him it was his birthday and that he was abused.
That his dad beat him.
He's like, bro, you got to run with this narrative. And so, but Joe's not like that. Joe's not like Hubs.
No. And he goes into the room and he's looking at her like passed out on the
bed. And it's like, this ain't right. And I would have said the same thing. Like, bro, as hot as she is, I would have been like, dude, I ain't gonna do this. This girl is all, you know what I mean? I'm like,
It would be like
treat her like a person.
It would be like Anthony Michael Hall in 16
Candles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yes. And it's like which I mean, she wanted that though.
Oh, 16 Candles.
Yeah, I think she would have been cool with that. She was a little smutty. But I mean, Lainey's a little whore, but she's a hot whore. But I mean what it is. But he didn't do it. And so he comes downstairs. And Hubs is hooking up with fucking Jill, bro.
Yeah. Like, and that's the worst part.
I was like,
Because then when, because Hubs is like, I made my move and she was into it. And she's just like, eh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what?
And then when he was like, and then he's like, bro, she's not like that. Like, stop. And she was like, actually. And I'm like,
yeah.
Damn. I'm like, all this movie shows you. Nice guys finish last.
Yeah.
I was like,
or they don't finish.
I was like, they go home with blue balls.
Unless they help themselves.
They got to help themselves finish. Yeah. They don't finish because I was terrible. Like, damn. I was like, my man got both of them. I was like, shit, he probably could have fucked her too if, like, the dad didn't come home.
Yeah. No. Before the dad, it was the brother.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Crump's brother.
Yeah.
That's right. Because Crump's brother was like, hey, you little worms, give me back my chicks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, these bitches don't even know you. They're like, we don't even know this dude.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Because Jill's like, I've never seen them before in my life.
She's like, he's like, well, they saw you, so you're his. Like, what? I was like, is that how dudes really thought in the 70s? You wouldn't know.
Yeah. But like, I don't know.
I'm like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
And 2025 is weird. Maybe things were different back then. I'm just like, man, you just claim chicks had never even seen you.
It's colonialism.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's really what it is. It's sexual colonialism.
Mm-hmm. You act like chicks.
I'm
like,
yeah.
Chicks.
Was he going to Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, like, yeah. So he starts beating the door in and shit. And then her dad comes home and literally beats the shit out of every guy in the yard. They're all laid there, knocked out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus, this guy. And then he comes in and he tries to beat the shit out of the guys, but Hubs gets away and he calls the cops on Joe. But Hubs ain't a bad friend. He comes back and saves Joe.
Yeah.
Because he's like, bro, I ain't gonna let you fry.
Yeah, because you're my ride.
Yeah. Well, I think it wasn't it Hubs's car though?
Yeah, but then but Joe's Joe car drives was there
it.
Too.
Was
too.
It?
Yeah, because he kept because remember he and Lee went in his car because he had a different car, I thought. Or was that Hubs' car?
No, remember Tack pulls up with Snot. And they take Snot's car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had the Trans Am. Yeah.
Okay.
When they go to the party, they take Snot's car. Because it's all of them. It's Snot, Tack, Joe, Tubbs, and the two girls. It's six motherfuckers in a Trans Am.
And Snot's mom.
Yo, don't eat too many hot dogs.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro? I was like, but I felt her like, dude, get the fuck out of this house, you nerdy ass.
She was trying to be the secretary in Ferris Bueller.
Oh my God, bro. I was like, this bitch. So,
yeah. But and who, the secretary of Ferris Bueller was in one of your favorite movies? Wasn't she in Carrie? Wasn't she one of the girls in Carrie?
She might be.
I think she was.
I'd have to like look in detail. She might be.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
I know. It's your favorite period
it's
piece.
The best
we always talk
piece.
About
it. It's the best one. Dude, I just watched Pride and Prejudice, right?
Wait, which?
Keira
Knightley?
Keira Knightley, yes.
I'm sorry.
Two thumbs down.
Now, if you I don't know how you feel about, like, let's say it's like a 6-part series. It's a British series.
You know I would never watch this.
Dude, Colin Firth.
Oh, well.
As Darcy.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Yeah. And it's wow. It's 6 parts. It's probably Felicia's favorite. She always calls it a movie. I'm like, it's a show. Like, I always have to correct her because I'm just anal like that.
So, yeah.
She's like, I love that movie. It's not a movie. It's a goddamn show. Yeah, there's 6 parts.
Like, yeah, I'm like, right? It's like 6 hours.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you can watch it in installments.
Oh, yeah.
If you, it's on, I think it's streaming everywhere because it's like 30 years old now.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
So if you check it out, it's Pride and Prejudice.
Might be decent. Okay.
Yeah, look, Colin Firth.
He's great. So yeah. We got a young Colin Firth.
And Jennifer L., I think her name is, like, E-H-L-E. She plays Elizabeth Bennet.
Okay.
And some other people that I've seen in other British productions are in it. And it's really good.
Oh, I bet it's better than this. Pride and Prejudice has a 4.1 on Letterboxd. Tons of 5 stars. I was like,
maybe it's
ain't getting no 5.
Maybe they watch the Colin Firth version.
No, they know.
Because Keira Knightley is a bad actress.
She's not great.
I'm throwing it out there.
I like her in Pirates, though. I do like her in Pirates.
But see, certain films with certain actors, they're like, is Pirates like, I've never seen them. I'm so sorry.
Dog, what? Cause you gotta watch Pirates.
Okay, so like Gore Verbinski, the only film I've ever seen that he directed was The Weatherman.
With Nicolas Cage. Actually, yeah. I haven't seen that.
and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know about, like, for a while I would boycott films based on amusement park rides.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm waiting for Space Mountain, the movie. Yeah. Although I did watch, obviously, Haunted Mansion.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is
because I had good. To see your doppelganger.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like, dude, yeah, he was definitely me in that movie. Great film. Man, you gotta watch. We're gonna have to do at least the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, Curse of the Black Pearl is fire, dude. But yeah, so these dudes, like, they run away and, like, Joe ends up talking to Jill and she's like, well, dude, because he stands up for him against her dad. And so that kind of turns her on. She's like, yeah, well, maybe we can hang out. And I'd be like, bitch, you hooked up with my boy after he fucked your friend.
Yeah.
You a smut, too. Yeah, that's my mentality.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, if you want to get banged out, that's fine. But, like, don't think nothing more is coming from it. I mean, that'd just be me. But so these guys, they pretty much get away and they had a good night. Which they did have a good night. Goal achieved.
Well, yeah,
at least
for
Huds.
Like, yeah,
he really achieved the goal. Hooked up with, fucked a really hot chick. Hooked up with an I-8 chick. And got drunk. He even says it. He's like, I got drunk and I got laid by a really rad chick.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he say it was like the best night of his life?
Yeah, he was like something like that. I think I had it in quotes.
So. Yeah, it's like right at the end.
Yep.
So. Did you see like after the credits?
I did. Very stupid with the fucking t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
This isn't a real t-shirt. It's
$4, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, there's an end credit scene, guys, if you feel you need to watch it.
Before they really had end credit scenes.
This is like 31 years ago. This is old.
Yeah.
Well, that's the film. So, MVP.
Oh, wait, hold on. Also, there's a scene where you actually see, because Joe keeps talking about how he was at a Blue Oyster Cult concert.
Oh, yeah.
And the laser hit him in the eyes.
And it changed him.
And every once in a while, he looks at the moon and it turns into an eyeball. And stuff like that. Like, he's just like tripping out.
I was just about to say, I think he's slightly in an acid trip. He can't fully get out.
Yeah. So then they flash back at one point to the concert.
Yeah.
So they show them.
They show them there.
Like they edit in like old concert footage of Blue Oyster Cult, and then you see the laser hit him in the face. Yeah.
that is funny.
Yes.
That is funny. I did forget about that.
Yes.
And that's the running theme of the whole
movie. Yeah, because that's Joe's story.
Yeah, because he's like, basically like, yeah, dude, you're fucking different now.
That's what Hub says. You changed.
You changed since that night. So, but that's the film, man.
That is the film.
Yeah. So.
So it's like one night. It's
one night. I love one night films. I love films that take place in one day, one night. Like I said, this ain't the worst movie I've ever seen. Could I watch it again? Yes, but I wouldn't be on my own accord. Someone would have to be like, Dom, yo, let's watch the Stone Age and drink a little or something. I'd be like, all right, fine.
So what's the worst film you've ever seen?
Shit. Maybe Jack and Jill.
Oh, with Adam Sandler.
Oh, man, that was bad.
For me, it's Grumpy Old Man. I hate that movie.
With the dude from...
with Jack Lemmon and...
Yeah, and the dude from Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the old guy. Yeah, yeah, I can't remember his name.
The guy's from...
Grumpy Old Man 1 or 2.
Just take your pick. I walked out of the theater in 1.
Really?
I was so disgusted.
1's not that bad.
It was terrible. Cause,
it's
dude,
not great. It's definitely not great.
I love them in The Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were amazing. They were incredible. I like Walter Matthau.
Yeah, he's great.
Did you ever see Hello, Dolly? I don't know if you're a musical guy.
I've never seen it, but it's actually on my list, so yeah. I'll watch it soon.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
I like
Walter Matthau.
I love Babs.
Yeah. The guy who was the original Phantom of the Opera, I think, on Broadway. I forget his name now. Michael Crawford, I think, is in it. Tommy Toon.
Tommy Toon.
Yeah, man.
Who the fuck is Tommy Toon?
He's some... I think some dude. Like Broadway actor.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But like older people would know him.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, ooh, Tommy Toon.
Yeah. Michael Crawford and Tommy Toon.
They'd be like, oh, that's that kind of shit right there.
Yeah. But who plays Horace Vanderkilner?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Walter Matthau. Come on.
Walter Matthau.
Yeah. MVP. Dolly Levi.
Who you got for MVP?
MVP in this film?
Yeah.
No.
I almost went no one.
Hubs.
But Hubs, I mean, he is MVP of having fun. Yeah. I went Renee Griffin, who's Lainey, just because she's so fine and okay. She's nice to look at. And I went Clifton Collins Jr., who plays Tech. Tech made me laugh a lot.
Is that why you say Clifton? Because that's
it. Yes, I think that's why I said Clifton. Yeah, Tech. Yeah. I mean, peak season.
No one.
I said everyone except Tech.
Oh, yeah, because he did more other shit.
Yeah. Everybody else, this is all y'all peak season. Yeah. None of y'all really had a career.
Yeah.
So.
I know the guy that played Hubs, I looked it up. He married the woman, Stacey Haddock. I hate if I'm butchering her name, but there was a Superboy show from 88 to like 92, and she played Lana Lang in that show.
Mm.
He married her.
Nice.
And as far as I know, they're still married like for like almost 30 years.
They probably watch the Stone Age every 420.
And that's the secret to a healthy marriage.
Healthy marriage, absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
Playing submarine.
Yes. Oh, that is the secret to a healthy marriage. Hell yeah. If it's what we think it is.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the song Little Black Submarines is about by the Black Keys.
It might be. I do love that
song. That's a great song.
That whole album is great.
Oh my God. El Camino with the minivan.
Yes. I fucking love that fucking album.
Gold Up Sailor.
Brothers, yeah. Brothers. Woo, that album. That got burned a lot in college, bro. All right. Best quotes.
Oh, yeah, please. Because I
got you. I do have a few.
I know. Because
not as many as I normally do. Because I was so like,
are there any good quotes?
Some of them.
Okay.
He's got chicks. No shit. No shit.
Believe it or not, you're better acting than they are. You're more believable than they were.
Maybe. I'm just sick of doing the same shit all the time.
It would have been better if somebody was on the toilet saying
that. Would have been, yeah. Dude, the Schnappers.
Because they have snaps. Yes. Wow.
He said, let's go see him. The Buffalo Chicks. Fat girls.
Yes.
We can play submarine.
The one on the right side, the one on the end, looked familiar. Like I've seen her older in things.
You might have.
The one who wasn't at the end.
Yeah. I mean, the one that, because obviously the one in the middle was the leader.
And so she looked was familiar too, though.
She was the ugliest one, though.
Yeah, but she looks familiar.
She kind of did. She was ugly. I couldn't even look at her.
Like nightmare fuel, but she still looked familiar.
The one in the plaid shirt that's ended up staying at the end, she was the best looking one, but I mean, she still was like a 4.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, them chicks were, man.
But a 4, a California 4 is like a New Jersey 7.
She ain't no 7 nowhere on this planet, bro. I'm sorry. Maybe in a third world country. Oh,
I'm thinking like Chris Christie standards.
Chill. I forgot about him. All right, I don't give a fuck if it's B.O.C. It's a pussy song.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some chicks.
Is that your boy saying it?
Yes.
Okay.
Information without transportation equals dick. Like, that is true, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, if you can't get there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Knowledge is nothing without the fucking tools and the vehicles. We're going to fuck them doggy style and shit on their parents' beds. What? That's a line in this movie.
Like, what is this, Trainspotting?
Yeah, right? Great film. It'll make them melt like a popsicle. This guy. They used to call me Dixie Cup Dean.
Oh, yeah, okay, the cop, yeah.
They always call him something megaphone different.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, because then at the end he's saying something else.
What's up, snot? Don't call me that. My last name's Hanky. All right, bring on the bitches.
You know what's terrible? You doing quotes from this film make this film better.
It might. Yo, maybe they should have got a black dude in it and got me
honestly,
in it.
Instead of that, like, Asian dude?
Yeah, I could have been like the black dude from Dazed and Confused.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I could have been me. Yeah. Shit, I'm going to torch my shorts. It sounds like something they'd say in, like, Bill and Ted. I don't even know.
Oh, my God. Bill and Ted. What a great movie.
That's a great one. The first one.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
I would if he didn't have such upper body strength. When he was talking about, they were like, you should beat up the Busey son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, really quick, though. Speaking of Bill and Ted, I saw a thing where someone has a theory that the John Wick movies are like an alternate timeline.
Yeah, where, I've heard that.
Yeah, where he went to military school.
Yeah, I've heard that. I'm like, that's actually funny. And it's funny because, like, John Wick's style, in a weird way, is similar to Bill and Ted, as weird as that is.
And also, another really quick thing, Nobody 2 comes out in August.
Oh my God, yes! Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm so hyped for that. Man,
I saw the trailer the other day.
6+ years old, new action star.
Dude, they're on vacation.
Dude.
That's all you have to know.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
All right. What is this, horse piss? Ew, this is fucking skank weed. They used to call me Slick Dick Deed.
That's a
it was always something different. Come on, Joe. I won't say nothing. You're just a victim of circumstance. That was when he's trying to guilt trip him into fucking babysitting Jill.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bro, these ain't talls. Well, you guys want to take a number? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, when they're outside the house. Yeah.
That did make me laugh. I was like, these motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, because Jill and Joe had left the house.
Yeah, they had left after and came back.
And she, like, knees him in the groin. Yeah, and all the guys are there, and they come back. Yeah, that's right. Because that's right. That's how they kind of hook up and, in a way, start to get to know each other.
Yeah, because he defends her in that situation. Yes. Next line here. He said, dude, be cool. She's a cool chick. Oh, not even, man. She's a fucking fat ass.
Oh yeah, because doesn't she ask him that?
Yeah. But, well, she asked him later. Yeah. Is my ass fat? Because he said that. Yeah.
Yes.
You think these chicks are going to go for it because you got some Ox 45? Hey, these are talls, man. That had me cracking up because I was like, that would be a legitimate statement back in the day. Like, oh, these are tall boys. What do you mean? Maybe you can meet a chick with an acne problem too, man. That shit had me cracking up. He said, fuck that. I want some fine chicks, bro. She said, I got to take a dump. Jill said that.
Oh, really?
She goes and takes a shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what the fuck? That'd make your dick soft real quick. I'm like, why don't you say it and go to the bathroom, dog?
No.
Hey, Joe, do you think I have a fat ass?
Not after you took that massive dump.
Bro, she doesn't even have her shirt off.
Yeah.
Hey, you fucking worms, give me back my chicks. Yeah. Fucking Crump's brother.
Yeah. Kicking the door.
Kicking the door. Bro, he put two massive holes in that door.
Yeah, he does the Jack Torrance.
Yeah, he does. He does do the Jack Torrance.
Yeah. And
they went to Torrance.
Yes.
How funny. That's weird. I bet he did not make any connections to Jack Torrance, though.
No, probably not.
You're not the prettiest girl around town, but you don't have to go out with trash like this.
Oh, yeah, her dad.
That's what I was like, God, you're the worst dad I've ever seen.
Yeah, why the fuck would you say that?
I did laugh, but I was like, damn. You didn't even pork her. Thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that should be cracking up. Wait. What happened to my wife? Oh, right here. That was a perfect night. I got drunk and fucked a rad chick.
Yeah.
That's the last one I got because the rest is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are some funny lines.
Yeah, there are.
So I was like, there's some parts that are funny. What's age the best? I have one thing. You can probably guess what it is.
Lainey.
Yes, but I didn't say her. Something else more concrete.
Bro code? No.
Well, that's aged well. Yeah. The music.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. Yeah, the music's stellar.
Yep.
I don't even know if the soundtrack's available, but if it is.
It would be nice to rock. What's aged the worst? I'm sure you got some.
Well, I would say from the moment you hit play. Until the end credits scene. Until the
end credits scene.
Because it's just, a lot of the acting is so terrible. It's like, it had to have been like, all right, that's as good as it's going to get.
That's as good as it's going to get. We got to wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
We got
it's
money.
Not in the budget. Yeah.
We got no more money. That's it.
Yeah.
I will say, the acting definitely brings it down a notch. Because I was like, if you had good actors in this,
it would be a decent
work
film.
A lot more. Yeah. Like actual funny guys. Like,
and if you had more, because you could tell there's an influence of like Kevin Smith's early filmmaking.
Yeah.
There's the influence of like Wayne's World.
Absolutely, you know, Wayne's World influence.
There's a lot of early 90s stuff there. It's just,
I definitely felt the Wayne's World influence.
Yeah, so did I.
That was the first. I was like, it's Dazed and Confused and Wayne's World had a baby. That's what
yeah. And they should have aborted
They should have aborted
it. Thanks, Republicans. Now we can't abort the babies when we have terrible films.
Jesus.
Thanks, Obama.
What's age of worst? I had the treatment of women.
Oh, yeah.
Some homophobic slurs. The acting, the story, and the direction.
Yes. But some of that stuff, like,
it's baked into the time period.
Yes, no. And that's the problem with it. Like we know we can cringe now when we see it, but it's
at
also
the time,
like,
that was, no one would have said shit.
Yeah, but even in 94, no one would have said shit.
Yeah, like, hearing the F word, and you're a P word, and all this, people are like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that was normal, you know, especially in the 90s, bro. Most rewatchable scenes. I don't have as many as I usually do.
Do you actually have some?
I had some.
I thought you'd only have like one.
The lady getting naked to
me. Yeah, that's about it. When she finally pops the bikini top off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's cold.
She was cold. Mm-hmm. I said, when they leave Tack at the gas station.
Oh, yeah. Chasing.
When they go to buy the liquor at the liquor store.
Actually, Taylor Negron. Actually, he might be the MVP because he really brought that scene.
He was funny.
Yeah.
When Tack picks up Snot. When they go to the party. When they go to smoke in the jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah.
When Pubs hooks up with Lainey because you see her naked.
Yeah.
Oh, a hub. Sorry, I fucking wrote Pubs.
Pubs.
I like Pubs more.
You know, the public house. Honestly, they're always trying to drink and stuff. Why? Pubs makes more sense.
Yep, Pubs. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
because the pubes are always hanging out.
Yep. When Tack and Snot and the homie steal the tall boys.
Yeah.
When Joe throws up in the chair.
Yeah.
Gross. The 2001 parody.
Oh my God! Yeah,
yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Oh yeah, but that's the boys are cult scene. Yeah,
cult scene. Yeah.
When I was watching that, I'm like, this dude has no fucking budget, but you can tell he loves
Stanley Kubrick,
and
Blue Oyster Cult,
and he's doing his best to homage both of them at the same time. And I knew you would like that scene.
I did. And I was like, I actually think he did a decent job of doing so.
Yes.
Especially for what he had to work with.
Because actually, I forgot, Joe did describe it earlier as being like 2001.
Yeah, yes. He does bring it up.
Yep.
Yep. I had the, when Dad comes home.
Jeez, yeah.
When Joe snaps on Hubs in the car. And that was it. That's basically the end.
Yeah, I like when I already said it though. When
they
Joe
up,
and Jill
they
are just kind of
bonding, walking down the street and talking.
Yes,
and
yeah,
that's
actually my favorite part of the
legitimate
movie.
Legitimate shit. That's where you get your kind of like Singles influence. Or
yes.
Kevin Smith. Influence.
Oh yeah, because it would have been after
it
Singles.
It was after Singles. That's 93, right?
Yeah, 92.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a Singles influence.
Yeah, you're
here
right.
Too.
There would have been a Cameron Crowe.
There's definitely a Cameron Crowe influence here too.
Yeah. Wow.
Best characters. I had one, and he's also in Worst.
Hubs.
Tack.
Oh.
Tack made me laugh the most.
Okay.
Worst characters. Joe, Jill, Lanny, Tack, Dag, Crump's brother, Hubs, and Snot.
Yeah.
They all suck.
Yeah, everyone's terrible. Yeah. And maybe the cop.
The cop maybe, might not go bad. Best. He might go best.
Yeah, they used to call me.
They used to call him everything.
Yeah.
But he like let them all go. Like, he didn't arrest anyone. Like, he was chilling, bro. Like, he didn't even search them, like, when they stole the shit. Like,
he was just, like, dumping out the beer at one point,
was like, yep. He was like, yeah, just get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Listen, you lose a couple talls and not go to jail, I'll take it. Nitpicks.
The entire film.
Whole film. Yeah. I have one. The lack of smoking in the stoned age.
Yeah. Like, why call it the stoned age? Yeah, because they didn't even smoke enough to get stoned.
Yeah, I'm like, no one's stoned. Yeah, they had a hit each. I'm like, you're not high from that skank weed one hit.
Unless it refers to the after effects of the laser on Joe.
Maybe, because, like, he's permanently stoned.
Because he was, like, tripping balls.
He was, like, permanently.
And like we said, that 2001 scene, and maybe that's because Hubs kept saying, like, you know, like you said, you've changed since then.
You ain't been right since.
Yeah, so maybe that's what the Stone Age is actually in reference to.
That might be a little too smart for this movie.
I'm sorry.
it might be giving it too much credit.
I apologize.
I don't know. All right. Recasting couch.
Okay, now I have for Hubs and Joe, the dude's friends from the 4:30 movie, Nicholas Cirillo and the other dude,
and
Northrop is his last name. Ryan Northrop.
Brian. The boyfriend, Harley Quinn's boyfriend.
No. The redheaded dude.
Oh, the redhead.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's a fucking ginger. That's
Yeah. His name is, like, I think Ryan Northrop.
It's Ryan. Okay, I thought you said Brian.
No.
The other kid's name is Brian.
Yeah. Hold on, my phone's charging. Let
Yo,
me check.
That's right. Funny. Actually, that's actually fucking great.
Yeah.
I like that way better than who I got, because I got two kind of like big name guys. You might like who I got for Hubs. But I definitely like your Joe better.
But I know that you you like Nicholas Cirillo.
Yeah, he's good, man. Yeah. I liked him in that. He's just like a young, fresh face to use for your new shit.
And I think that, like, he could be a good Hubs because he has
that charisma.
Because he was already banging cheeks in the first movie. Like,
he already was a Hubs type
guy. Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm sorry. Reed Northrop is that dude's
Reed.
Name.
Okay.
Reed, yeah.
For Hubs, I had Joseph Quinn. Eddie from Stranger Things.
He's going to be Johnny Storm. He's the new Human Torch.
Dude, he's blowing up.
You know what? Yeah, I keep forgetting Stranger Things people.
That when you think of
Joe Kearney, but he might be too old now.
Yeah. When you think of young people, I always jump to Stranger Things
first
to see if there's any of them scraps I can take.
Yeah.
So, and I do like Cirillo, too.
Yeah.
I definitely like your Joe better. I had Lucas Hedges. Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name before.
He was in Manchester by the Sea, mid-90s. He's kind of like an indie guy. He was in Lady Bird.
Mid-90s, is that the
skateboard movie?
Jonah Hill directed? Jonah Hill, yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost said Seth Rogen because I was thinking of his character from Superbad.
Hold on, I'll show you Lucas Hedges. Because if you saw his face, you might be like, oh, I've seen this guy.
Oh, yeah, I have seen him.
Yeah, he's funny. Little ginger redhead.
So,
but I like your guy from 4.
Yeah, because I remember the way that he was in 4:30 movie.
He was.
So, spoiler alert, I have Kevin Smith as a director, too.
Yeah, I like
because
that.
Because I think because some of the stuff, like, think about Snot, like, falling in the window of the beer place and everything. I'm like, some of the acting reminded me of, like, early Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, only Kevin Smith could get Jason Mewes to be a good actor.
Yep, yeah.
So I think he could coddle these younger people enough to get them to have better performance.
He's good with young people and good with, like,
first,
like, newcomers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for Tack, I had Jeremy Allen White.
Is he too old?
He's, what, 29?
Oh, yeah, he can play.
Let's see how old he is. Most of the people in this fucking movie are old.
Yeah, that's true. They are older than they look.
Because Jeremy Allen White looks.
Because, look, what about Tom Holland?
Holy shit, he's older than me. Okay, I didn't know he was older than me. But he still looks young.
Just put pimples on Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Tom Holland's our go-to guy.
I used Tom Holland for Snot.
Oh, did you?
I was like, Tom Holland would be good, too, as a... Dude, or we could use a Stranger Things kid
for Snot.
For Snot, you could use Will.
Yeah, Noah Schnapp.
Noah
right?
Schnapp.
Yeah, why not?
Noah Schnapp for Will or for Snot, and then Luke or Tom Holland for Tank. Yeah, that works.
Because Noah Schnapp is kind of like I think he's like more malleable as far as like the Stranger Things kids go. Like he like put his hair different. You wouldn't know that he's Will.
No, yes.
Yeah. Because Will has that bowl cut.
Yep, yep.
So as long as he doesn't have a bowl cut, you're like, oh, he could be somebody else.
I'm like, well, no, give your kid a better cut.
Whereas Dustin, you know it's Dustin.
You know it's Dustin, that face.
Although I hate to say the brown dude.
Caleb McLaughlin?
Yeah, yeah. In the Book of Clarence, like I didn't really realize it was him. No, so he's really good too. Like if they would diversify the cast,
yeah. If we were doing this for a modern era,
yeah.
But
because he's a great actor,
yeah, he is very good. For Lainey,
yeah,
I just went with who was like the hottest chick to me right now in the game.
Taylor Swift.
No. Taylor Swift. She's okay.
Oh, which game are we talking about?
The acting game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, she is the hottest chick in the music game. Sure.
Yeah.
I want Sophie Thatcher. That's my bitch. I love her so much.
Who?
Sophie Thatcher?
You've mentioned her before.
Bro,
if you show her to me, I'll know. I thought you'd do like Sydney Sweeney or somebody.
I don't like Sydney Sweeney.
I just mean for the shape of what the guys are looking at.
I don't
at.
Think she's that good looking. Yeah. Damn, bro, Sophie T. You never seen this chick?
No.
She was in Star Wars and what do you call that fucking show? Boba Fett.
Oh, no, yeah, I haven't watched those yet.
Oh, bro, that's my bitch.
Okay.
You gotta watch Companion, dude.
Okay.
Your boy Jack Quaid.
Oh, is she in that?
He's the main character.
Okay, because I've seen the poster. That's why she looks
her.
Familiar.
That beautiful face.
Okay, is and that's why because you've mentioned her.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Angel face. Gosh, she's a baddie. Yeah, I want her for Lainey.
Okay. I couldn't think of anybody.
That's just my hot young girl right now.
Because I was trying to think of who would have like a nice curvy
shape and a pretty face.
Yeah.
Because I was like
who could wear a bikini like
that? And look good. She's tiny, got a nice little body. Because I'm like, I would want like Jennifer Lawrence, but she's too old.
Yeah,
J Law's like
perfect.
Yeah, she would be. I was like, J Law's was who I want. I'm like, J Law's too old to play this,
but she still looks young.
She does look young, but she's too old.
And now that she's a mom, she'd have more curve.
Yeah, but now, you got to be tight curves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The young curves. Look, Lainey was something else. She was something else. Jill, I went with my other girl, Rachel S.
You know who I said. Alana Haim.
Oh, she's so ugly to me.
But Licorice
Pizza.
The
fucking style is there.
She has that style.
I actually love that.
Yeah.
The acting style, her look is similar.
Yeah.
She played a 70s movie
before. Yeah, that's what made me think of her.
So, yeah, I love Licorice Pizza. That's actually a great cast. I just think she's so ugly. But I do like her. I do like her.
She was fantastic.
She's not she's on the other end of hot Jewish chicks.
Yeah.
You know, there's.
But see, you think like Rachel Sinat is a hot Jewish chick, but she's not even
Jewish. But she just looks like it.
Yeah.
I did though back in the day.
You just want to bang her through a hole in a sheet.
Oh my lord.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Yeah. My lord. Like Alana Glazer back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was nice for like Broad City days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Broad City is fucking hilarious. You ever watch that?
I think I watched one episode.
Bro, it's fucking hilarious. For director, I like Kevin Smith. He works. I went with Linklater so he could fix this. I was like, maybe he can fix this.
Maybe he could. I'm not sure.
What's this? Oh, you got this.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'll have to read this.
Yeah, go ahead, because she, like, drew all the pictures and stuff in it.
Cute.
Yeah.
Man, Mike, this is a good Michael's receipt here. I do love Abby, yo. Abby got fatty, bro. She got a fat booty. unanswerable question. Does Joe ever walk? That is not answerable.
Yeah, why?
I'm sure we can get the answer. Does Joe ever fuck Jill?
Yeah. Do they ever hook up after she comes back?
Why don't you just name him Jack?
That would be Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Because Adam Sandler already had the copyright on it.
He bought it back after he did Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this in 20 years.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. Prop you want from the movie? a tall boy.
You would probably want her bikini top. That was on the Penguin.
I would love that, but I actually picked something funnier.
Okay.
I went with one of the dudes in the group of dudes had on a hoodie. It said no fat chicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And he was overweight.
He was fat.
Yeah.
The fat guy had the no fat chick shirt on.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fucking hilarious, the irony of it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my prop I'm taking. Or a tall boy.
Or how about just the can that that Joe tried to make the bong out of?
Yeah. I'll go smoke out of it.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Any props you want? You got one A prop. Lewis Occult cassette tape? I don't know. A-track?
Actually, you know, because it was an A-track,
yeah,
right?
It was A-track.
Because it was like, oh, it ate my tape,
yep,
bro.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, whatever tape it actually ate.
Yep, take that tape.
Because that's when he put in the Blue Oyster Cult, right?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, that's the Stone Age, Jerry. You're welcome.
Yes, yes.
So we got to put a grade on it.
We got to put a grade on it.
Got to put a grade on it.
Now I will tell you this: I got a 94 in my one class.
Oh, good job!
And I think a 91 point something in the other. So I got A's.
I'm proud of you, bro. And you're not gonna share it with this film.
No, not at all. This film will not. Be anywhere near those.
I would also have to agree. My score will not be in the A range.
I'd say like 70 to 75.
That's where I was at.
Yeah.
I was at
like I'm not 72%, sure where.
Percent, like okay. A C minus.
Okay, hold on. I got to ask you something. Because I was watching a video yesterday. It's called Everything I Watched in April. So. Do you come up with your numbers just like off the top of your head while you're talking about them?
Yep.
So like I realize this, you're like, okay, I'm going to give this movie like a 6.6 out of 10. And I'm like, that's a 66%.
It is.
Yeah, that is. So I'm like, that's a terrible grade.
It's not a great grade.
No, no. So
on a scale of 10, it's like, that kind of falls on the average side, I feel like.
Yeah. But is that like what you mean when you say those grades?
No, I kind of look at it like, 1 through 3 is complete dog shit.
Okay.
4 through 5.5 is like, I mean, it's watchable, but yeah. I probably will never watch it again.
Okay.
Like 6 to 7 is like, it was decent. 7.5 to 8.5, pretty good. 8.5 and above, I was fucking with it hard.
Okay. So now that I know that.
Yeah, that's a better scale. So if I give someone 6.6, okay. I didn't hate it. I might have enjoyed it or things there was about it I liked, but. Yeah, because like,
so this might be
this would be like a 5.2. Yeah, this would be like a 5.2.
That's what I needed to know.
Yep.
Okay.
So if I was giving this my grade, I would get a 5.2. I'm gonna give it a C-72%.
Okay.
So
I agree.
There's like, if you grew up in this era, you probably love this movie. If you grew up with
Or at least you can reminisce.
You can fuck with it. Yeah. Yes, you can be like, you know what? I remember this. I remember that. This is what it was. Because it is like how it was. A lot of dudes on a Friday night cruising around trying to get some tail.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
Get chicks.
Chicks, man. Chicks,
man. He's on our chicks. Like, the dude with the chicks.
Oh.
And at the end, it says no chicks were harmed in the making of this.
It does say that.
And that
made
me laugh because I was like, man, a lot of chick talk. So we kept this brief today.
We did.
But what? Not a lot to talk about here.
Not really. Although, I think you just created a new app instead of like TikTok, Chick-Talk.
Chick-Talk. Chick-Talk. Shit, that's, I might need to market that.
You might.
Dating app for like,
yeah.
I won't say.
Yeah.
It's going, yeah. Oh, yeah. Be like, listen, it can be a shame-free for people who just try to get fucked. Like, don't feel shame for just seeing a hot guy on here and be like, yo, let's meet up and bang.
Yeah, yeah.
No shame. No shame. Chick-Talk. But you got to say it like that. You know, you got to say it fast like
that. Chick-Talk.
Yep. Sounds like a Asian dish.
Or an Indian tribe, like Choctaw.
Yeah, Choctaw. Hey, like the Choctaws we were talking about.
Choctaw Ridge, man.
Yeah. So
Jimmy or Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Joe McAllister. So born
in East LA.
That's it.
Are you?
So I couldn't be more excited. Actually,
I didn't even really have to ask the question.
I do like Cheech.
Yeah, so do I. So
I'm like, I do think it's probably gonna be just like this.
Yeah.
It'll be dumb, but there'll be some parts you definitely laugh at.
And honestly, it might be topical because it could be about deportation, even though it takes place in the 80s.
Right now, this film could be very relevant.
Yeah, and that would be incredible. And I would give our boy Jerry his props for that.
Yep.
Honestly.
He was keeping it relevant.
Yeah.
Man, if this movie's worse than The Stoners, I'm what the fuck? All right, guys. So that's what's next. I'm Dom.
I'm Jamie.
And this is Covering 4.